Dave and Dujanovic. The following preview has been rated G and is appropriate for all audiences.
So Andy and Steve getting ready for the movie show. It starts in just a few minutes. They're going to be joined by film director T.C. Christensen, whose new movie, Escape from Germany, just opened last night.
We have been informed by our church president that in 3 days the German army will invade Poland.
There's so many things I love about this. Number one, for the first time maybe in history, Andy and Steve, I saw a movie before you. I've seen this show. I was invited to the premiere. Are you jealous? A little jealous? I don't know where these guys are.
Radio silence.
Are they around?
No, we're here.
Okay, you there you guys? Go. You got,
we were just going to say, did the flashbulbs go off when you got out of the limo, Dave?
Let's just say the red carpet did not focus on me. It was mostly on TC.
Well, that's probably all right. But what did you think of it?
I loved it. Oh, it was great. It was so... But I'm also super biased because TC is my buddy. He taught me pickleball, and he will always be my guy.
Oh, there
so,
you go.
Yeah, we're good friends.
So the premise of the movie is it's set in the just before World War II, right?
Yes, in the month before Germany invades Poland.
And the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints able to evacuate? Is it
Well, they sent the order out that they needed to get all the missionaries out of Germany, but, you know, 1939, they didn't have text lines. They couldn't. There were telegrams used, exactly. But the missionaries aren't exactly around a place where they can get a message. They didn't know to be looking for it. So the mission president gets the assignment that we need somebody to go round up the ones who aren't in the main city that we can get a hold of quickly. And so this one elder gets the assignment, and he heads off with nothing but hopefully God to guide him to whoever to get him out.
Hmm.
The brilliance was when they started whistling a church hymn.
Yes. And I thought that was a really
good cool,
and that's a real
idea.
Thing. So the part of the fun is that this is based on real people. Part of the thing that I found interesting is we've had people reach out to KSL. We got an email. I had a friend comment on a Facebook article like, this is my uncle, my dad, my grandfather was one of those missionaries, and they're so excited to have a chance. And TC told me I did an extended interview with him that's on our movie show Digital Extra. Where he said, you know, there's a lot of relatives of people that that are actually in the movie.
Yeah, the extras. They invited them,
that's awesome.
And they came to be the extras
that's
in incredible. The movie. It was, and they were at the premiere, and it was so emotional. It was really neat, again, because this is a true story. This goes back, you know, to World War II, and it was a great movie. I love it.
The only question I have, the one scene where they steal a train, I want to know if that really happened.
That's all I care about. Andy, Steve,
well, we're
going
to ask TC that when he comes on the show at 11:20.
A little artistic liberty, maybe?
You even
exactly. I thought, wait a minute, this is Indiana Jones. What happened here?
So you even have a time slot for him, 11:20.
11:20.
So if you have to step away, run in, get your hamburger for lunch, and get back to your car by 11:20, you're going to hear from TC Christensen, the director of Escape from Germany. And then your question of the week is one of my favorite questions of the week you two brainiacs have come up with. What's a movie you've seen more than 10 times? I'm not even going to make you guess what mine is. I think I've seen this at least, probably 25 times.
You're going the wrong way!
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
He said we're going the wrong way!
Oh, he's drunk. How would he know where we're going?
How would he know?
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Ooh, thank you.
Thank you.
On the wrong side of the road.
Debbie, did you watch the Steve Martin documentary that's on Apple TV Plus?
No, because I don't have Apple TV Plus
yet. I was just telling her about it. Oh,
yeah, he says it's worth the watch.
Let's do a telethon. There's like $15 a month. Come on, Debbie.
Okay, I'll do it.
Just do it for 1 month.
I'll do it. Yeah, I absolutely love those two. The reason I love that movie so much is because no matter where you're at with your headspace in life, you are bound to laugh your way through that movie. It never disappoints. I can watch it 25 more times and I'd still laugh as hard as I did the first time.
It's so good.
We said bonus points if it's not a franchise movie, but I'm also seeing from our comments on our Facebook page that a lot of people are listing Christmas movies, which makes perfect sense because that's something you watch every single year. So we'll say bonus points if it's not a holiday movie. You can certainly list those. That's totally fine.
Throw them out too. Huh?
Well, right, but I'm curious to see what are the movies that I maybe wouldn't have thought somebody watched 100 times or 20 you know, or 10 times in this case. Because for me, you know, I know I've seen Star Wars well over 10 times.
Oh, yeah.
All of the Star Wars movies. I know that I've seen I've seen Dumb and Dumber way over 10 times.
Oh, I might have seen that many, yeah.
That makes me sad.
Well, that's fine. But that's part of the fun is I'm curious, what are people's favorite movies? Steve, what about yours?
Well, mine is Castaway with Tom Hanks because I was stuck in the Sierras once for a whole weekend. I thought I was going to die. And just to see how he was able to survive on that island blows me away.
Well, Steve, now I wish we had time to learn that story. That's fantastic.
We watched Castaway, my wife and I, in the delivery room while we were waiting for her in labor with our oldest son.
So you have some
that's what I remember about Castaway. And that one time was enough for me.
Yeah. You have fond memories of that moment. She probably does not. I'm just saying. Dave, what's yours?
Can I give you guys a deep cut? Because
please.
That's part
of the fun of this.
There he goes.
This
movie nobody's ever heard of.
The most underrated movie I've ever seen. By far. Warrior.
Oh, is that with Mel Gibson?
No, this is Tom Hardy, Joel Edgerton, Nick Nolte, UFC, mixed martial arts.
And you've seen it more than 10 times already.
And yeah, I've probably seen it 10 times this year. I have loved this show.
I love
No wonder you never
movie.
See any other movies, Dave.
Whoa, Steve, did you say you love this movie too?
I love this movie. I cried.
Oh.
All right, I'm putting it on my list.
Absolutely cried my eyes out.
I know you guys also have the big movie of the week coming up. Was Civil War?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm so excited about this, boys.
Yeah.
So excited.
We'll let you keep everything under wraps until 11 o'clock rolls around. We'll make Dave
listen.
No hint.
No little indication whatsoever. A little wink.
We both see it.
Yes. Definitely.
Okay. Well, in 3 minutes, you're going to spill the tea on Civil War to all of your amazing listeners, your loyal listeners, including your very own Dave Noriega. You guys have a great weekend. Have a great show. We'll all be listening on our drive home and when I'm waiting in line for my Friday hamburger. Thanks so much, Steve and Andy, the movie show guys.
Weekend Update with Dave and Dejanovic.
Dave and I keeping a close eye on several stories over the weekend, but two that stood out to us that developed this week. Dave, you go first. What's your story of the weekend?
I have got to see what the developments look like with the National Hockey League and seeing if the Arizona Coyotes are going to end up coming to Utah. This is such a moment in time here for Utah. If we can attract another professional sports team downtown, this could be a game changer and open up doors. I think this is absolutely crucial financially. It would be an enormous win. It would be a huge win socially and culturally. This might happen in the next week sometimes, so that is what I'm watching very, very closely.
You're going to be trolling all the social media posts and all of the stories that are coming out of Arizona on the Coyotes' fate.
And I'm not even a hockey guy.
I'm not even a hockey guy. Welcome to the world of hockey.
I am now.
Yeah, you are and now and you will be. This is a big economic win for Utah. And, you know, I don't mind beating Phoenix, my hometown, at their own game on this one.
How about you? What are you watching for?
I just want to say the win of the week to me is what went on in Panguitch this weekend when public officials, the sheriff's office, and the community raced to save that dam from collapsing because with that large crack in the dam that was happening at Panguitch Lake Dam and the potential for flooding at least some homes and streets in Panguitch, they managed to relieve some pressure. So the concrete structure that was leaning on that dam ends up tilting back in the right direction. So good win. Story I'll still be keeping an eye on to make sure that, you know, all's well now. It looks like it's going to end well, but we're going to be keeping an eye on the community of Panguitch as well this weekend.